Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ray Blades. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Schultz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Spex Topperser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Ansmith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Scott. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jack Scott. And now, play ball. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blades moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blades moves to third. Smith moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Blades scores. Hornsby moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott fires to first and has Ansmith trapped. There's the throw to Bancroft, who tags Ansmith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Youngs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel bunts in front of the plate. Ann Smith can't make a play. That's a base hit. Youngs moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields it and throws to second for the out. Young scores. Kelly moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 1, Giants, 1. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Scott moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blades hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it and throws to home to get Smith. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott fires to first and picks off Hornsby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley strikes out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stock hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0 for 1 in the game. Topperser hits a line drive into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ansmith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blades hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Frisch hits a line drive into left field. Blades settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a fly ball into left field. Blades settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stengel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Blades settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stengel moves to second. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-2 in the game. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Topperser for the out. Two outs. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ansmith hits a line drive towards second. That will be extra bases. Frisch picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Frisch. Ansmith moves to third. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a line drive towards first. Bottomley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Frisch bunts in front of the plate. Ansmith can't make a play. That's a base hit. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes fires to first and picks off Frisch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blades takes first base on ball 4. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Smith bunts towards first. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first, with Frisch covering, for the out. Blades moves to second. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blades scores. Hornsby moves to second. It's Cardinals, 3, Giants, 3. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly bunts towards first. Bottomley fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bottomley. Youngs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stengel bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Youngs moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngs scores. Kelly moves to third. Stengel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Giants. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly scores. Stengel moves to third. Snyder moves to second. One out. It's 5-3, Giants. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stengel scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 6-3, Giants. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 7-3, Giants. Bill Doak now pitching. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doak fires to first and picks off Bancroft. Two outs. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0 for 3 in the game. Topperser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Topperser moves to second. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Topperser moves to third. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ansmith is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Vernier pinch hits for Bill Doak. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Vernier reaches second base with a double. Topperser scores. It's 7-4, Giants. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Vernier moves to third. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blades hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernier scores. It's 7-5, Giants. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.